Today's reading is taken from John 3, and it's read from the Message version. There was a man of the Pharisee sect, Nicodemus, a prominent leader among the Jews. Late one night, he visited Jesus and said, "Rabbi, we all know you're a teacher straight from God. No one could do all the God-pointing, God-revealing acts you do if God weren't in on it." Jesus said, "You're absolutely right. Take it from me. Unless a person is born from above, it's not possible to see what I'm pointing to God's kingdom." "How can anyone," said Nicodemus, "be born who has already been born and grown up? You can't re-enter your mother's womb and be born again. What are you saying with this born from above talk?" Jesus said, "You're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless a person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving that the visible, a baptism into a new life, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom. When you look at a baby, it's just that, a body you can look at and touch. But the person who takes shape within is formed by something you can't see and touch, the spirit, and becomes a living spirit. So don't be surprised when I tell you, you have to be born from above, out of this world, so to speak. You know well enough how the wind blows its way and that you hear the rustling through the trees, but you have no idea where it comes from or where it's headed next. That's the way it is with everyone born from above, by the wind of God, the Spirit of God." Nicodemus asked, "What do you mean by this? How does this happen?" Jesus said, "You're a respected teacher of Israel, and you don't know these basics. Listen carefully. I'm speaking sober truth to you. I speak only of what I know by experience. I give witness only to what I have seen with my own eyes. There is nothing secondhand here, no hearsay. Yet instead of facing the evidence and accepting it, you procrastinate with questions. If I tell you the things that are plain as the hand before your face and you don't believe me, what use is there in telling of the things you can't see, the things of God? No one has ever gone up into the presence of God except the one who came down from that presence, the Son of Man. In the same way, Moses lifted the serpent in the desert so the people could have something to see and then believe. It is necessary for the Son of Man to be lifted up, and everyone who looks up to him, trusting and expectant, will gain real life, eternal life. This is how much God loved the world. He gave us his Son, his one and only Son, and this is why, so that no one need to be destroyed. By living in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life." It's the word of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, just to start with, I want us all to imagine that we are living in the time of Jesus and it's night time. Can you imagine that we are hurrying through the back streets of Jerusalem? Now, I know with the relevant news at the moment, we might not be wanting to rush through the back streets of Jerusalem, but just come with me and let's imagine. And we're rushing through the back streets of Jerusalem because we have questions. We have questions that we want to ask this man called Jesus. Just think, I wonder, just this morning, you might have one question that you would like to ask Jesus. Okay. Now, there might be people here today who don't believe in Jesus, who might be inquisitive about this person, Jesus. There might be people who'd like to understand him a little bit better. Or there might be people here who've followed this man, Jesus, for many years, but don't feel as close to him as they would like. You're struggling to understand what's going on in your own lives, or maybe the lives of your family or work colleagues or friends. Maybe you're crying out today, where are you, God? Are you real? Because we can bring all our questions to him today. And Nicodemus, the religious leader, had a lot of questions as well. We don't know why he went to Jesus in the night. Perhaps he was a busy man and it was easier than going during the day. Maybe he was afraid that people might think he was a follower of this person, Jesus, and he wanted to go in the night so he could not be seen. He certainly had a lot of questions. We read he believed in the miracles that Jesus was performing, but he still wasn't quite sure who this person was, who he said he was. So Jesus, as he so often did, spoke in a kind of a riddle. He said that to be part of God's kingdom, a grown-up man or a grown-up person must be born from above, or others said, be born again. Now, Nicodemus said, that's impossible. And Jesus was explaining that to become a child of God and belong to his family, we must start again, to be born of water and of the Spirit. This is what baptism is all about. And it's amazing that this scripture was set forth today when Lola was getting baptized and Jodie was renewing her baptismal vows. Full immersion, really biblical. They've chosen today a new life as a child of God. And we've welcomed them into the family of God here at St. Mark's. It's a journey following Jesus. And we need one another to encourage and support and teach and love us all more into the kingdom of God. Sometimes we hear people say, don't we, oh, they're born again Christians. In such a derogatory manner. I was speaking to someone yesterday who actually said they went to church and they were asked, had they been covered in the blood of the Lamb? I thought, well, at least we don't do that here at St. Mark's. I have to confess, being one of those people in my 20s, I came home from Africa, having travelled for a year. And I was starting work that week in the House of Commons, and I didn't have anywhere to live. So I spent the first week on the floor of a friend's flat. And then someone came up to me and said they'd heard of a room in a really nice flat in a really nice part of London. But I learned that the person who owned it attended Holy Trinity Brompton. And I said I was not going to live in a flat with a born-again Christian. taught me. I spent quite a few more weeks on the floor of my friends. But when I asked Jesus back into my life in my early 30s, my own family then, in a derogatory manner, said, "Henny's a born-again Christian," which I proudly was. Now, certainly Jesus is referring to baptism in this passage, but it's not just the symbolic act of baptism. As our reading from the Message says, it is a baptism into a new way of life. All who invite Jesus into their lives and decide to follow him become his disciples. And disciples are lifelong learners. Born again. Because those are the very words of Jesus himself, and they're the very words of the introduction to the baptism service. And Jesus then says to Nicodemus, "Whoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life." And then goes on to say this very famous verse that we know. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Slightly different in the Message translation. But this is the best promise that Jesus can give us. He gives to everyone. It's available to all. Now, the story doesn't tell us exactly what Nicodemus made of all the things Jesus said to him that night, but we do know that he believed enough that at the very end of Jesus' life, he was there to bury him. That was a brave thing to do. The promise of life with God, now and forever, is still true for each one of us today, if we choose to put our trust in Jesus and believe that he is the Son of God. Being a follower of Jesus is not just about turning up to church on a Sunday. It's about accepting him as our Lord and Saviour. It is being born again by the water and the Spirit. To be honest, I went to church for years, but I hadn't been born of water and Spirit. I didn't really have a proper relationship with Jesus. It's not an easy choice. I don't think Nicodemus probably thought it was an easy choice. But it is the best choice. And I pray for Jody and Lola. Lola's gone back. Having made this choice for yourselves, renewed your baptism vows, that you will rediscover what it is to be a child of God and be welcomed here at St. Mark's. And I pray too for any here today who might have questions about Jesus. Don't hold back, but have the courage, as Nicodemus did, and keep asking the questions, keep seeking him out, even if it is in the darkness rather than the light. I can remember a theologian saying to me, "Henny, keep asking the questions." Last week, some of you know, I was at New Wine Leadership Conference in Harrogate, where they continued to talk about the quiet revival. If you don't know what that is, across the land, people aged between 18 and 24 are just walking into churches, especially in the cities, but also in the rural areas and suburban areas. Some have had dreams of Jesus at night. Some have noticed that their friends have asked Jesus into their lives and they see transformation in their lives. Some have just, the Holy Spirit is just blowing them in to the churches. And when they come, they hear good news. They hear good news. There's a real hunger to know Jesus. Someone said at the conference, there is a specific and powerful movement of God's Spirit among those under 25. Last year at the conference, we had this vision. We were waiting for the rain to come. The rain was on the horizon, but we were praying for it to come. Well, now they believe the rain has come. The river of life is running through our land, and the river of God is flowing in a new way. And where it flows, we must go. This is what it means to be born again, to follow Jesus wherever he leads us. Can I just remind everyone that Jesus is the head of the church? We're not. He is the head of the church. We are his body, and we cannot be disconnected or dislocated from the head, who is Jesus. Where he calls, we must go. And I believe that is into the deeper waters of life. Those of us who know Ezekiel 47, God talks about the water being ankle deep, then knee deep, and then waist deep, and then too deep to cross unless we get into the river and swim. Brothers and sisters, we are being called now to get in and swim, because this is the river of God flowing in a new way through our land. And it is here that we find life in all its fullness, because God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life, not in the future, but now, in the present. And Jesus didn't come to point a finger of condemnation at us. He came into the world to put the world right. And as we look out in the world today, as we listen to the news, surely we should be praying that the kingdom of God should come now here on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God, where there's justice and there's equality and there's forgiveness and there's healing and there's mercy and there's restoration, there's reconciliation, there's grace and there's love. That is the kingdom of God. And we all have a part to play. And I suggest the best part is to choose Jesus, and to live our lives as followers of the King of Kings, not ashamed of being born again, but enthused and excited of our new inheritance in Christ and promise of eternal life. Not long after I had been born again, a very good friend of mine, he said to me, "Henny, have you got a new man in your life?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do I know him?" And I said, "I don't know. He's called Jesus Christ." And he wanted to run a mile, and he couldn't, because we were on a hill in Scotland. He was trapped. After Easter, we'll be starting an Alpha course, so this may be a good place for some to come and ask the questions, or to bring friends or family or work colleagues who know that they've got questions or been seeking Jesus. We may have been following Jesus for a long time, and actually, we know that our faith's got a bit lukewarm. We need it a bit fired up. Then it's for you too. I did the Alpha course. I won't say how many years ago, because then it'll tell you how old I am. But I did the Alpha course many, many years ago in London. And all I can say is it totally changed my life. Friends, the river of God is flowing. The wind of God is blowing this way and that. Let's not miss out by staying ankle deep in the river, or too fearful to be where the wind might blow us. Are we ready to get wet? Are we ready to be blown here and there, wherever the Spirit is calling us? Because he loves us so much that he sent his only Son to die on the cross for us and to rise again 3 days later, defeating death and evil and giving us too the hope of the resurrection to live resurrected lives today. Are we ready? Are we ready? Yes! Amen! suppress.